Welcome to the Sportscast, November 7th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit us on thesportscast.net and also follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, for the iOS App Store. NFL Week 9 recap. There was a lot of teams out for their bye week where they rest and figure out some things. And, of course, last night, a lot going on with Kansas City, Tennessee. Tom Brady's comeback win, cursed in the press conference, and Steelers are out this weekend. Joe Toscano joining us all the way from Northwest Pennsylvania. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me. Another unpredictable week of football, which is wonderful. If you bet on NFL games, bless you. If you're making money betting NFL games, you might have a time machine.
And those bettors for Las Vegas Raiders, your time might come. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, right. The Raiders coach should have his time come.
After three consecutive losses, Frank Reich has been fired by the Indianapolis Colts. Not the first NFL coach this season to get fired. First was Matt Rhule. Now it's Frank Reich. And also possibilities of why he benched Matt Ryan a couple weeks ago. What's your thoughts on that, Joe?
It's just a mess. I think that the big thing about Frank Reich is he had so many quarterbacks. There was a different quarterback. You know, there was Philip Rivers 1 year. Then there was the Carson Wentz year. And this was supposed to be the Matt Ryan year. Like, you know, they went from Peyton Manning for like over a decade. Then they had Andrew Luck, another, you know, franchise quarterback. And now they've done this temporary thing for years. And it just didn't work. Really, I think what did in Frank Reich is bringing in Carson Wentz. And that was a disaster. This whole thing with Matt Ryan, from what I understand and what I'm guessing, the reason he was benched is just because it was an incentive issue, and if he hit all of his incentives, he was going to make like millions more dollars. So they just wanted to save money, and I guess they figured they were just going to punt the season anyway. So hey, you know, tank the season, try to get a good quarterback in the draft next year or something like that. But it just wasn't working with Frank Reich, and you know, It's inevitable he was going to go.
Reich went 40-33-1, one tie, and took the Colts twice to the playoffs after being hired in 2018. So the Colts are without a coach, and I believe I don't think they announced an interim coach yet, unless Joe knows. But they were.
I want it to be me.
Yes, I was thinking of you, but I just didn't want to confirm it in the show. they're second place in AFC South, so they're still in, well, not really, because you know because the other teams do well, like the AFC East, which is pretty loaded, they might not make it. You got to win the AFC South to make it, which Tennessee's up at number one, even though they lost last night. But quite impressive. Matt Rhule gone. Carolina Panthers needs a coach, and now the Colts. Do you think we'll see more firings before Christmas?
I don't know if we will, but we should. I still think Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona is a joke and should be fired. And I think Josh McDaniels of the Raiders should be fired. There's just certain people that are not fit to be NFL coaches, and those two are a couple of them.
McDaniels has definitely been proven. I think he coached Detroit Lions or another team and did not prove itself right. It'd be funny if he gets fired by the Raiders and then in the same week gets hired by the Patriots to be back their offensive coordinator.
It could be. He's really good there. He's really good offensive coordinator, especially with the Patriots. He just sucks as a NFL head coach.
That's a Bill Belichick move, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Dude. Oh, he would totally do that.
Come on by. All right. So let's get started with NFL Week 9 recap. And let's see what Joe and I have to think about each game. Let's start with Minnesota at Washington. The Commanders could have been at a four-game winning streak. No, Minnesota beat Washington by 3 points. Cousins rebounding from interception at the end of the first half. And they beat the Commanders 20-17. Heinicke was 14 of 27 for 139 yards, but could not lead another game-winning scoring drive. Commanders come this short, Joe.
Commanders came close, but basically the bottom line of this game is Taylor Heinicke, nice guy, nice story. He's good for a game or two. He just is not a NFL starting quarterback for a season. He's just good for in short spurts, and that's it. So really, that was the story here. Minnesota keeps winning, but I'm still even not sure that they're that good. I think they're just lucky a lot.
They're on top of the AFC North. But anyways, Carolina loses against Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Mixon's keep doing it. Last week he had 5 touchdowns. He rushed for 153 yards this weekend. Scored another 5 touchdowns, of course. Built a 35-0 halftime. I was about to say nil. I can't say that. It's only the Premier League. And cruised to 42-21 route of the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Joe Burrow finished 22 for 28 for 206 yards. Is this the Bengals of old?
I don't know if it's the Bengals of old or if the Carolina is just that bad. I think it's a little of both. The Bengals looked horrible last week because they lost Jamar Chase and they didn't know what to do. And now maybe they figured out they need to adjust a little bit and rely on their running game a little bit more. I don't know. I just have a feeling that Carolina is just that bad.
Baker Mayfield came for a bit. Second
Baker Mayfield came in and actually looked pretty good. That's how bad things are. They're just Carolina is just an absolute mess.
A upset of the weekend. The New York Jets defeats the Buffalo Bills 20-17. The Jets defense shut down Josh Allen. Oh, everyone thought Breece Hall is gone. It's over for the Jets. No. Zach Wilson, is he a franchise quarterback? Well, he threw a touchdown pass. Greg Zuerlein kicked a go-ahead 28-yard field goal with 1:43 remaining to lift New York to a stunning 20-17 victory over the Bills. The AFC East is in play.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I thought that the Jets were done after they lost Hall, but they still have a good enough running attack, and their defense is just amazing. Sauce Gardner probably should be Rookie of the Year. He is amazing. They just have some amazing pieces on defense, and they just need just good enough of an offense, and that's what they got. I still think Zach Wilson is a problem. I think he's not that good, but still, he was good enough. He got the touchdown, and so amazing win for the Jets.
Wilson finished 18 of 25 for 154 yards and a touchdown pass to James Robinson, who scored for the first time since being acquired last week from Jacksonville. The dividends are being paid, Joe.
Yeah, they needed to do something, and they did. James Robinson is really good. I think he just had injury issues, but he's good enough. So that was a smart move by the Jets.
What's up with players with injury issues when they get traded and then they start like week one with their new team?
I think it's a lot of emotion and motivation. You know, you get traded, you want to show the old team and everybody that they made a mistake in trading you.
Josh Allen was 18 of 34 for 205 yards and intercepted, like Joe said, by Sauce Gardner and Jordan Whitehead. Don't forget about him. All right, New England. What was that?
Jordan Whitehead is from Pitt.
Oh, that's right. Wow, there you go. Good players come from there. New England. Oh, my gosh. Beat Indianapolis. This is why Frank Wright got fired, because they lost against New England in New England, 26-3. Mac Jones had a touchdown pass. Nick Folk, remember him? Added hit 4 field goals. That's a lot of field goals. And the Patriots finished with 9 sacks to help New England beat Indianapolis 26-3 and help the Colts make a decision to fire Frank Reich.
Yeah, this is the last straw. Basically, so whatever their plan was after Matt Ryan, their plan was Sam Ellinger, and I'm not sure why they're not playing Nick Foles, but it's Sam Ellinger is just not ready. He's not good enough. New England is not has their problems. Their offense is not that good. I mean, I think Nick Folk, the play seeker, is their most their biggest offensive weapon. That's a problem.
And it's the first time Jets are over 500 this season. And yeah, this is a good move for the Patriots. That's why AFC East is in play. Sam Ellinger, you know, has lost three straight. So we'll see what happens. Maybe Matt Ryan might come back next week.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, at some point, I think if a team knows they're not going to go far in the playoffs or make the playoffs, lose, tank. There's nothing wrong with tanking. Winning meaningless games means nothing this year. Play, just keep losing, get a good draft position, and come back strong next year.
The Raiders.
Wish the Steelers would do that.
Yes, the Steelers would. The Raiders first time scored over 17 points, but they lost against Jacksonville 20-27. Travis Etienne ran for two touchdowns, Joe, and the Jaguars finally won a close game, rallying from a 17-point deficit. The Raiders could have won that game, but they beat them 27-20. Etienne finished with 109 yards for his third consecutive 100-yard game. Robinson got traded. Etienne is definitely stepping up his game.
And that's why Robinson got traded, because Etienne is basically the guy, the running back there, and he is, you know, it's funny. He seems like a rookie, but he's actually a second-year player. He just lost a year, so he could be a comeback player of the year or something like that. So Etienne is establishing himself as a star. But what is wrong with the Raiders? My goodness. Oh, what a mess. What a mess. They were supposed, I mean, they traded for Devontae Adams, and they just stink. They're just a mess. I don't know what's going to happen if McDaniels is going to be fired or not, but he should be.
Adams was targeted 8 times in the second half and caught one with a second year cornerback Tyson Campbell shadowing him much of the game. Carr completed a 22 of 37 yards for 266 yards with both touchdown passes to Adams, who finished with 10 catches for 146 yards. I guess they were supposed to win the AFC West. I'm not sure they got the memo, but it's not working out there.
Well, it was a tough AFC West. Remember, they were going to be in that tough AFC West with the Broncos and the Chiefs and the Chargers. They were all supposed to be all four super teams. Didn't exactly happen that way.
Yeah, it was going to be Raiders first, second Broncos, third Chiefs. No, sorry, fourth yep. Chiefs. Chargers.
There you go.
Third. All right. Justin Fields. Oh my gosh. Had wow. 17 and 28 passes for 123 yards. Tua Tagovailoa threw for three touchdowns. Tyreek Hill had 143 yards receiving. And the Miami Dolphins overcame a record-setting rushing effort by Justin Fields to beat the Bears 35-32. Fields ran for 178 yards, the most by any NFL quarterback in a regular season game. Joe, have you heard about this stat?
It's amazing. That's very encouraging for the Bears. I mean, the big question this year was they knew they were going to stink, but they just wanted to see how Justin Fields would develop. And he is. That's very good news for the Bears. They have their quarterback. He seems to be a star in the making. He needs some wide receivers. They should have won this game if some of his wide receivers actually caught the ball. It wasn't Fields' fault. So if they could get some wide receivers, I mean, I know they made that trade with the Steelers for Chase Claypool, so we'll see how he develops. But very encouraging for the Bears, and Miami is just they are just on a roll. Their offense is firing on all cylinders. My goodness, Tyreek Hill, I think, has 1,100 yards receiving already. What is he going to get? 2,000? Maybe 3,000 yards receiving this year? What the heck's going on?
Why not 3,000?
Why not?
By the way, what'd you think about Claypool going to Chicago?
He was never going to develop with the Steelers. It was just one of those things where he needed a change of scenery. He has the physical potential, but who knows if he's actually going to put it together. So it's a nice gamble by the Bears. They gave up a second round draft pick, so we'll see how that works out. But I think that the Steelers could not pass up a deal to get a second round pick. So it was a good deal on both sides.
Deal done. We thought the Packers might win this weekend, come back for Aaron Rodgers, turn the season around, but they lost against Detroit Lions 15-9. Shane Zylstra and his brother Brandon were elevated from Detroit's practice squad this week and played together for the first time in their lives Sunday as the Lions beat the Packers 15-9. Not much to say there, but it's pretty sad in Green Bay right now.
It's extremely sad. What a mess. The conventional wisdom on the Packers was, well, they're going to struggle with their offense early in the season, then they'll figure it out, and then they'll be fine. I don't think that's happening now. I think it's a lost cause. I think either Aaron Rodgers is physically done, either he's mentally done, or what's going on, but it is a disaster now. He needs to go, and I don't know if he can go. I think with this contract, I think he's guaranteed all that money, so he has to be there this year and next year, I think. So it's a bad situation with the Packers. It just turned really bad.
It's really bad, going downhill slowly. Cordell Patterson, you remember him. He was injured for the past four games, came back, ran for 44 yards and two touchdowns as they beat Atlanta. The Chargers beat Atlanta 20-17. You know, there's a weak Chargers this season. Atlanta was looking good, but it came down by a field goal win by Cameron Dicker.
This was a really close, tough game. It's just the Chargers were just a little bit better. They were really injured. I think that they were missing Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, their top two wide receivers. And I think Palmer had a big day. Eckler had a good day too. So it's just Atlanta surprising. They're a tough team, and they could have won this game. It's just a little bit close. They rely on their run game a lot, which is great, but they also need the pass every once in a while. So just a tough game that the Chargers were able to come ahead.
Another game to prove that they are the real deal. The Arizona Cardinals Seattle Seahawks beat Arizona Cardinals 31-21. Geno Smith is a QB1, threw for 275 yards and two touchdowns, Joe. Rookie Kenneth Walker III ran for 109 yards and two scores, and the Seahawks win their fourth straight NFC West showdown.
Here's how good Geno Smith is. People are talking about him for MVP. What is happening? What is? Stop the madness! It is so surprising. It's an amazing story what the Seahawks are doing. Basically, between Geno Smith and their amazing draft class, all their rookies are contributing. It's a great story. But on the other hand, the Cardinals are a mess. And that's another coach that sucks and should be fired. Cliff Kingsbury. It's either him or Kyler Murray. Something's wrong there. I you hear rumors that Kyler Murray doesn't really study, and he just basically plays playground ball and just throws it wherever he wants and does whatever he wants, and that only works so far. So it's not working now. The Cardinals are a mess.
We got some breaking news from Adam Schefter. Colts, not the Cardinals, are naming their former six-time Pro Bowl center and ESPN analyst, you've probably seen him, Jeff
Saturday
as their interim head coach. Your thoughts on that?
Interesting. Really, what Jeff Saturday should do is just tell his guys, hey guys, let's lose all the time. Let's tank this season. Let's go get one of those good quarterbacks and then come back next year.
Jeff Saturday, of course, has a lot of history, great analyst. He's been a consultant for the team, actually. So this is nothing. He's not new to the front office. It's in the Ring of Honor, and also was head coach for the Hebron Christian Academy football team in Tukwila, Georgia. So he's going from high school to the NFL.
I know who should be the next coach of the Colts. Peyton Manning.
Ooh.
And who should be the next quarterback coach? Andrew Luck. And the next special teams coach, Pat McAfee.
Not bad. That'd be an interesting Colts. They need something going on there. Anyways, Tom Brady is back. He tossed a one-yard touchdown pass to Kate Otten with 9 seconds remaining, giving the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a 16-13 victory over the Los Angeles Rams in a sloppy matchup of the past two Super Bowl champions on Sunday. If you saw his press conference, Tom Brady was throwing some F words.
Oh, he was excited. Yeah. Hey, Tom Brady, I know you're excited that you won, but I wouldn't exactly be cheering over that effort. I mean, they only scored 16 points, and they easily could have and should have lost that game. Both teams did not. Are kind of a mess. The Rams are the Rams offense is just pathetic. But it was still impressive by Brady to have that game winning drive with like a little over a minute left. That was impressive. I love when teams in those situations, the Rams played the Rams defense played hard all game, and then all of a sudden in the final drive they just play soft and play prevent. The only thing prevent defense does is prevent a win.
Brady finished 36-58 for 280 yards, becoming the first NFL player in NFL history to throw more than 100,000 yards in a career, even though he averaged just 4.8 yards per attempt in the Bucs' largely one-dimensional short passing offense. He surpassed the milestone on a 15-yard completion to Leonard Fournette that set up the last of Ryan Succop's three field goals. Stafford finished 13-27 without an interception. Cup playing on a sore ankle he injured in the previous loss week against San Francisco, had 8 catches for 127 yards. Both these teams are struggling. It was a really ugly game, but the press conference was more exciting than the game itself. Last night, Sunday Night Football, Joe, Patrick Mahomes finished 43-68 for 446 yards and a touchdown, and he ran for the tying score point conversion late in the fourth quarter before Harrison Butker atoned for two earlier misses by drilling the go-ahead field goal overtime and lifting the Chiefs to the 20-17 victory. They had to grind it out. Wasn't easy for Kansas City.
Very, very tough win for the Chiefs. Yeah, you got to hand it to Mahomes. He basically put the team on his back and got them to victory. So very impressive by the Chiefs. The Titans almost pulled it off. They have a good formula. They have a good defense and an awesome running game. Derrick Henry is just out of this world. But the problem is they have Malik Willis as their quarterback right now because Tannehill's hurt. And Malik Willis, he was raw coming into the league and from the draft, and he still is raw. I don't think he threw a pass to a wide receiver. He's just not ready. So, I mean, if they had Tannehill, they win this game, but Titans are tough, and you know, they just need to hope that Tannehill gets healthy.
Yeah, Derrick Henry finished 115 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns for the Titans. Chiefs coach Andy Reid improved to 21-3 coming off a bye by beating a franchise that has long been his nemesis. So, good job for Andy Reid and the Chiefs. Let's look at the standings, Joe. AFC East, Buffalo 6-2, Jets 6-3, Miami 6-3, and New England 5-4. Is it in play, or is Buffalo, going to pull it out?
Buffalo is probably going to pull it out. In the end, Buffalo is probably going to, their record is probably going to be like 14-3 or 13-4 or something like that. And I highly doubt the Jets or the Dolphins can keep up with that kind of record. So the Bills are going to win the division, but so impressive that the Jets are up there and the Dolphins. The funny thing is, we were talking about the AFC West was supposed to be this hard division. Maybe it's actually the AFC East that has the four good teams.
AFC West, Kansas City 6-2, Chargers 5-3, Denver 3-5, Vegas 2-6. The West is looking good for the Chiefs. AFC North, Baltimore 5-3, Cincinnati 5-4, Cleveland 3-5, Pittsburgh 2-6. Ravens play the Saints tonight. We'll get into that predictions later. Cincinnati had a good weekend. Let's wait until tonight. I can't say Baltimore has it easily, but it's definitely going to be chiseling out in the next upcoming weeks. The South, AFC South, Tennessee are 5-3. Indianapolis 3-5, Jacksonville 3-6, Houston 1-6, Tennessee's looking good. NFC East, Philly 9-0, Dallas 6-2, Giants 6-2, Washington 4-5. Philadelphia is looking much, much like they're going to win this NFC East.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but still, it is – that's another hard race. Dallas is really good, too, and the Giants are surprising. So, I mean, Philly is just looking amazing right now. They look unstoppable, so they're going to win the division, but still, another two really good teams in that division.
Cowboys look more convincing than the Giants. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, we know why. I mean, they have a Dak is good and Micah Parsons is a superstar. And that's, you know, that's really what's propelling Dallas. Really, Giants are just really they're just Saquon Barkley and that's it. I know it's that's oversimplifying it, but I think the Giants are just a bit of a mirage.
Don't tell the Giants fans. NFC West, Seattle 6-3, Niners 4-4, Rams 3-5, Arizona 3-6. I can really see just Seattle going to the playoffs and no one else in that division.
I think the 49ers are going to be okay. I think the 49ers are maybe the third best team in the NFC, maybe. So I think that the 49ers will also make the playoffs.
NFC North, Minnesota 7-1, Joe. Green Bay 3-6. Second place, Green Bay. Chicago 3-6. Detroit 2-6. But Minnesota Vikings, they're like the Giants. They're not convincing me yet.
They're not convincing you yet, but the other three teams are so bad. My goodness, they have a four-game lead. I think they already clinched the end of the division. You know, we're only halfway through. It's just a pathetic situation. You know, maybe the Bears. Yeah, I mean, nobody. There's nobody. Even if Minnesota goes on some massive losing streak, they're still going to win the division.
Can the Vikings capitalize this season for them? Can they go deep in the playoffs?
No. No, the Vikings and the Tennessee Titans are the same. They're in weak divisions, so they'll win their division. They'll make the playoffs. They'll host a playoff game, but they're not going far in the playoffs.
South of the NFC: Tampa Bay 4-5, Atlanta 4-5. Wow, tied for first. Saints 3-5. They could win tonight. Be 4-5. Carolina is 2-7. I'm not convinced anyone could win this division, Joe.
You're right. It's a three-team race, and nobody has a winning record, for goodness sake. Oh my goodness, this is sad. I don't know. It remains to be seen. Maybe the Buccaneers saved their season with a win last night. I don't know. The Falcons are just surprising. I don't know, you know, whether they could keep it up. And New Orleans, I think they'll be okay if they have a good defense, and if Andy Dalton is good enough to get that offense going, which he has done in the past, he could be good enough. They could win this. It's still up in the air.
I believe. I think you're saying it. Andy Dalton is starting tonight against the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson. What's going to happen Monday night? It'll be at the Caesars Superdome, I think it's called now. What's going to happen tonight, Joe? Give us a prediction for Monday Night Football.
Apparently, Mark Andrews, the Titan for the tight end for the Ravens, is not going to play, and that is a huge loss. Already, they don't have Bateman. They have no wide. The Ravens have no wide receivers. Now they have no tight end, so they have basically no passing game, so they're gonna have to rely on Lamar Jackson to do everything. That's I don't even know if he can do that. What he could do, but also but New Orleans defense is pretty tough, so that's gonna be really interesting. I think because it's in New Orleans, I'll give the edge to the Saints.
Andy Dalton is 6-19 in primetime game, so you want to change your prediction? Okay.
No, but you know, look at the bright side. He's won six games in prime time.
Yeah, exactly. So that, I mean, he could win his seventh tonight. So I was gonna look back at the Saints. They beat the Raiders last week, so I can't really compare that performance. Anyone can beat the Raiders, I'm sure. Milwaukee State can too. But anyways, there you have it. That is our week 9 recap. I'm going to pick Baltimore tonight by a little bit. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about if you're going to watch the World Cup or not?
Joey Vagadonuts, V and 7F. When does the World Cup start? Is that starting soon?
2 weeks.
Oh man. Figures. Once my Leeds United is actually starting to play well, they beat Liverpool and then they won again, and now they're going to have to, you know, take a break because of the World Cup. So I'm USA. I don't even think Italy's in it. Is USA even in it?
USA's in it. Italy's not. Even though they won the Euros last week.
How? That is weird that Italy is not. Yeah. What's wrong with Italy? What is Josh McDaniels running the Italian soccer team or something like that?
He took the job temporarily. I think that's what happened. But Leeds beat Bournemouth 4-3. So they had to grind it out 2 weeks in a row, 2-game winning streak. So they're like the Commanders at a smaller winning streak, maybe.
Very much like the Commanders. Yes.
You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or the Sportscast 1 on Twitter and Instagram. Tomorrow we got Sports Talk 101. Aaron Bernstein was excited about yesterday, but they lost against his Commanders lost against the Vikings. So we'll see what he has to say. Of course, the Niners had a bye week, I believe, because I didn't see him in the score sheet. So we'll see what happens with Ray. But another week in the books. We're heading into November, Red November, and of course Thanksgiving games upcoming, World Cup, you name it. Joe Toscano, before we go, how was your Halloween costume last week?
I was a pickle.
That's right. How did that go?
I pretty good. Pretty good. I'm a pretty convincing looking pickle.
There you go. Pickle juice, pickle, which is technically a cucumber with vinegar.
Hey.
I'm kidding. Okay. Anyways, that was the Sportscast, and this was your update.